back to Matt Dinn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, one of the problems we run into now is the Christian theocracy, that movement that's, you know, strong in the Republican Party, because they don't understand the whole freedom of religion. It is also freedom from religion, that which the founders were well aware of. I mean, the founders were well aware of the fact that early in the colonies, that there was theocratic institutions. I mean, in New England, they were executing Quakers when the Quakers, or any religious dissenters, dissented from the Puritan Church. I mean, that in some cases, if I've read historical fiction that's based on history, but I mean, there was Quakers who were whipped and then they were hung after they were whipped. That it wasn't just, you know, this peaceful, you know, this, you know, the Puritans didn't come here just to practice their own religion, but if there's any dissent within their colonies, that enforced it. You know, they thought they were doing God's will by executing.
Right.
People.
Yeah. There were a handful of people. They hang witches and all this stuff. These were the real people from England that did that kind of stuff. But, you know, Mark, we're not doing that right now, right? We believe in the separation of church and state, and we believe in freedom of religion. And that was the biggest insight in political history and philosophy in the history of the world. I mean, it really was, because if you look around, I mean, in jihadist societies, you will be killed if you deviate, if you even insult the prophet. Jihad means struggle, and Islam means submission, and these are religious states that demand compliance. It is true that there are people in other religions, including some in our own, who are extreme. What we're trying to do is build a country, and we've succeeded so far in the last 200 and some odd years in having one where it's everybody does his own thing. I mean, you know, religion is an entirely personal matter, and you know, it's the kind of thing where we have to stand up for that. Now, one of the concerns that I have, and it really goes beyond the question of religion, is this. Democracy, everybody takes it for granted. You know, when I was a kid, you'd study physics in high school, and yeah, well, there are three branches of government, and blah, blah, blah. You can't take it for granted. The vast majority of the world do not exist in democracies. They exist in autocracies, fascists, communist or Nazi type states. And the default position usually is a strong man gets in there and he kills his enemies. He torments the people, steals everything. Putin's an example. Hitler was an example. And it's only liberal democracy that stands up to it. And that's the United States. And then Europe followed our example. We were the first, and the French Revolution came a few years later. So how do you protect it, and what are the threats? Let me tell you the threats in the United States. There are 44 states that nobody is trying to eliminate democracy in, or if they do, it doesn't make any difference. You know, Alabama is going to go Republican no matter what. New York and California right now will go Democratic no matter what. But the six states could tip the presidency, and that means tip the Supreme Court and tip everything. The six states are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. And there are lawyers at work and lobbyists at work and men in suits with briefcases who are silent to walk in. And they are doing everything they can to control the legislatures in those states. And there are Republican legislatures in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, in Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia, and in Nevada, it's changing, and they are passing laws that are designed to make sure that people who normally vote Democratic are going to have a very hard time doing it. And the other thing that they're doing are enacting laws or proposing laws that say that the people who count the votes, now in Wisconsin, we don't elect the people, the poll workers, but in some states they do elect that kind of thing, they are going to be Trump partisans. And Joseph Stalin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, he killed more than 20 million people, once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And you are seeing that now in Georgia and Texas, where people are casting absentee ballots and they're being, quote, disqualified, end quote, by partisan people who say, well, there was something about them. You know, they put their driver's license number, but not their social security number, or vice versa. And yeah, it was the guy, but he technically didn't, you know, that kind of thing. Where's Merrick Garland? Where's Merrick Garland to stop this? To stop this. Then there are provisions like, let's get rid of drop boxes and absentee voting. Let's get rid, they were proposing getting rid of all early voting in the state. Early voting is very, very convenient for people who have families, people who work second shift, people who can't stand in line for hours, because Republicans will make sure that there aren't enough voting machines and that some of them break down. There were reports of people standing in line in Arizona, Texas, and Georgia for 8 hours. Who can stand in line for 8 hours? And then Georgia passed another law that made it a crime, a criminal offense, to offer somebody water if they're in line to vote, or food of any sort. Pregnant woman could faint. You can't give her water unless she agrees not to vote, essentially. Take her out of, you know, take her to the hospital. This, they are criminalizing voting. In other words, they are making voting suspect. In Florida and in Georgia, they've passed laws for an election police force, task force. The police are permitted to go around to voting booths and keep an eye on people and arrest people they think are doing something wrong. And they have immunity, so if they make a mistake, it doesn't do any good. Well, they're going to go to inner city areas and there are going to be people lined up. Some of them are going to have criminal convictions. They're going to say, if anybody here has a criminal conviction, and they have guns on them, by the way, we'll arrest them. That's false. The law, if you have a misdemeanor, you can vote. Or if you have a felony conviction and have finished your parole, you can vote. But people are going to get out of line. People are going to be uncomfortable seeing armed officers leering at them. Authoritarianism, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Mark Lysak made a very good point about religious intolerance, and religious tolerance is the hallmark of this country. And it swept Europe and it swept a lot of the world, but not enough of the world. Truth of the matter is, there's still tribal murder and religious murder in a lot of countries. The only way we are keeping our culture is by keeping our democracy. You cannot have a democracy without freedom of religion and, frankly, without capitalism, a free market. And you can't have a free market and freedom of religion without democracy. What absolutely astounds me is the ease, the simplicity, the inclination of people so casually to give up our culture and their rights in the Republican Party. 140 congressmen voted not to certify Joe Biden as president, but to certify Donald Trump. 3 out of the 7 members of our Supreme Court voted against certifying Joe Biden for the electors from Wisconsin, even though he won the election. 3 of them out of 7. 7 Republicans in the Congress voted against even investigating the war crimes in Bucha in Ukraine that Russia had done. 63 Republicans in the Congress voted against a resolution saying we support NATO. We have a treaty with NATO. 3 Republicans in Congress even voted against a resolution to suspend trade with Russia, most favored nation status with Russia, even though it passed the Senate 100-0. How did it pass the Senate? Because they went to Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and the rest of them, the pro-Putin, the Putin-Trump axis, and said, look, it's going to pass anyway. This is Republican leadership. Vote for it so they can't say we're pro-Putin and keep your powder dry. And that's what they did. We have a Republican Party where a substantial number of them, 140 is over two-thirds of the Republican congressmen, they voted not to certify Biden, but to certify Trump. They occasionally keep their powder dry. They dip down into the tall grass. You can hear them rattle. You can see their sneaky snake-like eyes, but they're waiting to pop up and bite you and bite our country. We had to fight for democracy before Abraham Lincoln did. He gets elected in 1860, takes office in March of 61. In April, South fires on Fort Sumter, and he's in a civil war that nobody wanted. Thank God we had him as president. Thank God we had him as president. George Washington is fighting the British, outmanned, great general. Thank God. Franklin Roosevelt is fighting Nazism in Europe and fanatical Japanese in the Pacific. Thank God we had him. Thank God we had him. Now, Joe Biden is doing a good job in putting NATO together. I think he's spending too much time peeking back at the Trump-Putin axis about to stab him in the back. Get Zelensky the planes. Get Zelensky the planes. Shorter ship missiles. But then at the same time in our country, be very alert all the time. We have enemies of the United States. Many of them call themselves Republicans, not all of them. These are enemies of the United States. They're looking to strip us of our democracy. There's a bill going to be going in, if Rebecca Clayfish gets in, to have the legislature gerrymandered, pick the presidential electors from Wisconsin. Going very quick to Bill of Shorewood. Before we go to a break, Bill, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Real quick, new applicants for unemployment benefits. These are people who have recently gotten laid off. This is a statistic that has now fallen.
Yeah, just give it to me, Bill. We're going to a break real quick.
166,000 people. It's a 54-year low.
That's terrific.
And... all right.
I'll pick on that. Excellent stuff, Bill. It's my fault I got you too late before the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'll comment after the break. Yeah.